for the rest of your life.
Hey, everybody. Hope you have a fabulous weekend planned for you and your buds or your significant other or whatever. But it's a time to chill somewhere, possibly by the water, because it might be warm wherever it is you are, where you are listening to America tonight. Kate Delaney is always the skipper of this ship. Unlike the 16-year-old girl, we sometimes do have people searching for us, searching for whatever it is we're trying to make the point on this show, whatever it is that we're stuck on. But sadly, and maybe not sadly, because I think they've found her, the Australian crews have been searching for were helping in the search for the 16-year-old Abby Sunderland, who was lost at sea. They thought she was gone, maybe. She was attempting to sail solo around the world. She would still have a couple more months to do that, to complete that feat. But I wonder now, because they had these incredible, she had these incredibly high waves she was dealing with, so she sent out an SOS, and there was planes and all kinds of boat craft trying to find her. So it looks like the Australians have found her, which is good news. But I wonder if you're that close to finishing it, if she stays out there, or if this scares her away. Speaking of not being scared away, there is a whole bunch of dust being kicked up over this teenager who was shot at the border, who, by the way, was a coyote. He had smuggling ties. So Mexico is up in arms big time. They say that they want to extradite the Border Patrol agent. They want him extradited to Mexico so he can face Mexican justice. The use of kids to smuggle people across the border is very common for smugglers because they want to make the money, so they do it. So the 15-year-old was doing that. He had a history of human smuggling, and he was on a list of repeat juvenile offenders, according to the Customs and Border Patrol people. They kept sending him back, catching him, sending him back, sending him back, sending him back. The Mexican government says, due to the death, especially of Sergio Hernandez, the use of guns against rock throwers is disproportionate and should not happen. Now, there's this video floating around that's grainy that was on a cell phone that you try to decipher where it was shot and what happened. There was definitely rocks throwing, and it's very tough to tell whether or not that 15-year-old kid was throwing the rocks or not. But the big thing here is, what is the U.S. going to do? This is, I think, frightening for this Border Patrol agent. Doubt that he'll be extradited. Right now he's on leave, and they're investigating it, which would be what they would normally do. But with all the hoopla, and if there is a way to find out this Border Patrol agent's name, I would be definitely worried about his life, especially given to where he would be living, somewhere in El Paso, and the Mexican government hammering this quick and transparent investigation into the fatal shooting that they think was wrong, and that it just reiterates that the use of firearms is not right, especially in these rock attacks. This should not have happened. Right now, the U.S. is pretty much just saying that they're looking into it, that we have to investigate this and all that sort of stuff, and saying that they don't know. They're looking at statistics, and the Mexican folks are saying that the number of Mexicans who have been killed or wounded by U.S. Border Patrol people has increased from 5 in 2008 to 12 in 2009 and 17 so far this year. But the organization, our organization, is saying, I mean, how can we comment on this? We don't know where they're getting their statistics, because they're making them up. That's why they're making them up, most likely. And lethal force is allowed when an agent is in imminent threat of physical or bodily harm, which could cause death or injury, or in protection of an innocent third party. So that means they have to be armed. Are you kidding? You couldn't have those Border Patrol agents down there without some kind of weapon. People just don't realize what happens at the border. It's not nicey nice pictures that you see from 30 years ago. it's pretty violent, especially the border that we're talking about, Juarez and El Paso. That's that whole drug cartel deal. So I think, and again, we don't know. We'll see what the investigation yields, but it looks like the Border Patrol agent acted the way he was supposed to, according to the letter of our laws and what they are instructed to do as an agent in that area. If you're a football fan, here's a big shocker on the day. Colorado announcing they were going to the Pac-10. It might mean the end of the Big 12 conference. Nebraska is also announcing its move from the conference to the Big 10. So what happens next? There's a whole lot of schools that are scrambling and trying to figure out, you know, what they're going to do with all of this, if they all break apart, what conference they're going to end up in. And I think some of them will certainly end up in the Pac-10 if the Big 12 is dissolved, like Texas and Texas A&M and Tech and Oklahoma State, and Colorado is in the Pac-10. So then you've got Baylor, Kansas, K-State, Missouri, and Iowa State that are left behind. It's always a mismatch of conferences and who's going where, but this is a big one because this would say that this is the end of a conference. So here's what Bill Self in Kansas had to say about being in this up in the air position.
We really don't know. We're kind of at everyone else's disposal, so to speak, because you know, we feel like that of course we liked where we are and we liked where we were, and certainly still hold out hope that the South, the Big 12 South, would decide it would be best for them to remain connected with the Big 12 and do what we have to do from that point forward to get it exactly where we want it.
Tommy Tuberville didn't sound too thrilled either, as though they're in confusion in the same position. Here was his take.
We're going to be in limbo of what happens to the Big 12 until we find out, you know, what happens to some of the other teams, mainly Nebraska. With Colorado leaving, obviously there's a lot of fire to the smoke that's been coming up around, you know, what's going to happen. But I've just been hearing that, you know, if we do break up and people start parting ways, that we'll be part of the Pac-10.
Yeah, so how about that? So it's college football could be greatly altered by this. The landscape will look a lot different. You know, when you're talking about bowls and scenarios of possibilities with the realignment on what's going to happen, and then of course what happens to college basketball would be the next question, you know, as well. There's a big change here too. The Big 12 is saying that they're working towards solutions to keeping the Big 12 together in some form, but how do you do that if you have two of your big teams leaving? I think it's going to be pretty tough. I know that there are a lot of people in Colorado who are thrilled by the move. They think it's just natural to have Colorado in the Pac-10, to have the Buffaloes in the Pac-10. But, and from a proximity standpoint, you know, how much closer are they? And you have to think that, well, it's a little bit closer for Colorado, right? But that's also part of the problem here with breaking up this conference, how far they have to travel. You never know what you're going to get here on America Tonight, but certainly that's rattling a lot of people across the South and the Southwest and in those teams that are in that conference. Coming up, we got our cheap movie review. Don't go away.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Maybe you're going to forget about all the stuff that we're talking about and you're going to just go take in a movie over the weekend. I went to see Iron Man 2 finally, and I say thumbs up. Mark in New York went to see it. He said he liked it. Don in Wyoming liked it, and they convinced me to go see the second one. I stumbled into the first one and was surprised, knew nothing about it, and liked that one as well. The sequel, I would say, is pretty good. A lot of times the second movie is just, okay, we made a whole bunch of money on the first one, so let's hurry up and come up with a plot and make a second one. But I didn't really feel like that's what I was seeing. So, in other words, I would say thumbs up, I enjoyed it. That's a movie you could take in because it's still in the theaters. This is when some of the good stuff starts to come out because kids are out of school, and whether it's an adult movie or a kid movie or an in-between movie, some of the better stuff is saved for this time of year, and a lot of throwback movies are being made, and television hits are being made into movies too. So this has been talked about a bunch, and the little snippets I've seen of it, it looks like it could be pretty good, but we're going to let you hear the trailer in our cheap, cheap, cheap movie review so you get a front row seat and feel like you're at the theater. You know, when you're trapped and you're looking for 30, you're there for 30 minutes of previews. We just condense it to a few of them. So here's the A-Team.
This court is rendering guilty verdicts for this Alpha Unit, or A-Team, and incarceration in maximum security facilities for 10 years.
We are innocent.
Where's the plan, boss?
You actually sound worried.
Those men were your responsibility. Find them.
Hell no. I ain't stepping foot in any type of aircraft.
Man up! Get in the plane! We gotta finish the escape! Man up and get in there!
Putting the team back together.
How do you plan on stopping
them? I'll sweat them.
This just got exciting.
I'm BA. You're gonna be unconscious.
Just a heck of a beautiful place. Is it timeshare? I'd love to get in.
Good morning.
He tried to escape by jump-starting an ambulance
with a defibrillator.
My kind of guy.
I told you the mission wasn't over.
What are we talking about? Clean records?
We were set up.
It's payback time.
Oh, hell yeah, Hannibal.
They are the best, and they specialize in the ridiculous.
Awesome!
Give me a minute, I'm good.
Light them up, kill them all!
My team and ours, we're unbeatable.
So the A-Team has a lot of famous people in it. Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, also Jessica Biel's in it. Quentin Jackson is in this film. It's almost 2 hours long, so you throw in the previews. You're going to be sitting there for a while. It's PG-13, and that means if you got a son, maybe your daughter likes it. I don't know. You could take them. But it's gotten pretty good reviews. It was produced by Tony Scott and Stephen Canal. You see him in a lot of television shows. He was a writer and producer. And so the reviews actually have been pretty good. Now, this one is getting a lot of hype, a lot of hype, and it's called The Karate Kid.
I feel like we're on a quest to start a new life. Go ahead.
Ask him, what's your name in Chinese?
Dude, I'm from Detroit.
Welcome to Beijing.
Gonna do something? I just wanna go home.
This is home.
You're just a maintenance man.
The only way to stop them is to face them.
I will teach you real kung fu.
Hang up your jacket.
Take it down.
Put it on. Take it off.
I already did.
Jacket off.
Kung fu, you've seen how we put on the jacket. Be strong. Take off the jacket. And live in how we treat people. Everything is kung fu.
Get off!
Connect to the energy around you.
I get it. You're Yoda and I'm like a Jedi.
Your focus needs more focus.
I don't want to be scared anymore.
Life will knock us down, but we can choose to get back up. Remember, always strong.
That's nasty.
All right, pretty obvious what that is. Jaden Smith is in this film, Will Smith's son, and Jackie Chan is in the movie, and it's getting serious buzz. A lot of kids will want to go see this. It's action-adventure, and it's just another take on The Karate Kid. Okay, who is the woman in Hollywood who has her face pulled tighter than anyone else? That would be Joan Rivers. She actually has a movie coming out, and it's a documentary, but from a comedian standpoint, it looks kind of interesting. This might end up being a good DVD some night when there's no sports on or nothing else to do, and you're just hanging there on the couch flipping around. So this is Rivers, A Piece of Work.
Will you welcome me, Miss Joan Rivers?
I mean, how depressing is this? 40 years in the business, and this is where you end up. No Vegas, no giant club dates. Kathy Griffin is taking all those.
Wouldn't kill you to get me another commercial.
I'll show you fear. That's fear. Last year was a very difficult year.
Joan will turn nothing down.
I will do anything. I will wear a diaper.
I love sex because you can do other things. You can iron, you can read a book, get your emails on your BlackBerry.
Haven't had your hair done yet?
No. Jeez, Melissa.
These are all my jokes over the last 30 years. Why should a woman cook so her husband can say, my wife makes a delicious cake to some hooker? And you wonder why I'm still working.
All stand-ups are innately insecure.
Age? It's the one mountain that you can't overcome. I have no one to say, do you remember? And that is very difficult.
I think they need that reassurance. It's all a cover.
I started with the plastic surgery. Then I became the poster girl for it. Then I became the joker.
It's bacon, you idiot.
Nobody looks like this. Baby's the queen of England.
This is how Maria Antoinette would have lived if she had had money.
I'm getting ready to go to Wisconsin. When I say, where are the gays? They're going to tell us dead. We killed them.
There's always an adjective before my name, and it's never a nice adjective.
Oh, sure, turn against the queen.
She is a snake.
Much in the way that Phyllis Diller paved the way for her, I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for Joan.
How can you not find Osama? He's on dialysis. There is one outlet in all of Afghanistan. Find a plug and follow the clues. Oh, like torches band. Get a Brazilian wax. You'll give up secrets like you never knew you had.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
So as we pack it all in and odds and ends during this hour of America tonight, it has to do with amounts of oil, graves, tampering with test scores, and oh, what a meet and greet. Let's start with the amounts of oil since we went down that path as we opened up the mic at the start of the show in dealing with the moratorium on drilling and how many people would be affected by that and whether or not that moratorium should be lifted. I think without a doubt, I don't care what pressure there is to lift it, it's not going to be lifted. The big question will also be, will BP pay? They won't. There's no way a lawyer is going to say you have to pay for that. Pay for everything else around it. Keep saying you're sorry. Do whatever you can. But there's no way they're going to pay for the loss of the work for other oil companies. No way. Mark my words. Two teams of scientists say no way is the estimate right when we're talking about the oil flowing from the Deepwater Horizon well. Now they're saying this time 25,000 to maybe 40,000 or even 50,000. It's like multiple choice. How much oil is leaking out of the Deepwater Horizon? Choose A, B, or C. Sadly, that's it's awful because it just keeps increasing. Earlier they were saying 13 to 21,000 barrels a day, and the original number was so pathetically low, it was 5,000. The problem is, it has to be all about solving this leak and cleaning it up. I agree with John Boehner completely. But the thing of it is, you have to know the flow amount because you're trying to get a handle on where could this go based on currents and all that sort of stuff. So the flow rate is a big thing. It is a big thing. So the new flow rate would mean since April 20th, maybe up to 1.5 million barrels worth of oil has been dumped into the Gulf. That makes it six times the amount spilled by the Valdez. So, like I said, who cares? about the numbers, except for in the sense that you have to know that. You have to know that to put your arms around how far it could possibly go. So it is a number you have to know. And plus, it's big because the fines BP owes for polluting the Gulf are based on the amount of oil and the number of ships that you need to handle the oil, because that's pure calculations. They have to have the ships that are there to get the oil out as they're siphoning it, whatever's happening, because the longer in between they wait for the ships, well, you know, more oil is just sitting there on top of the water, in which it's not all being cleaned up anyway. All right, on the meet and greet part, the president has decided initially, and the White House was really pushing the storyline, well, you know, the president's gone down to the Gulf a couple of times to see for himself, and he said they're we needed to kick some rear over this whole thing, and, you know, all that kind of rhetoric was coming out of the White House. But yet there was never a meeting with BP, anybody from British Petroleum, any of the executives. So now, next Wednesday, they are going to meet, and it could be a couple of BP guys. You know, the president on down may be in this meeting with Obama. And can you imagine what that meeting would be like initially? Hello, Mr. President. We're terribly sorry for what's happened at the Gulf. Okay, sit down. Can we get you anything? And then you go from there afterwards. But this is a meeting that probably should have happened long before this, right? Why not have the conversation? So now it's going to happen. They've been summoned. So it's a little different than a meet and greet, I guess. You've been summoned to go and meet the president and discuss this. The BP chairman, it's a guy named Carl Heinrich Spanberg, is going to be there, and other people from BP. And they're going to be meeting about the efforts to clean the spill and the leak and the source and reducing the spread and protecting the shoreline and what are the long-term recovery efforts and what about the communities, and on from there. I do not believe the president will leave that meeting and be able to get in front of a microphone and say, hey, as to this drilling moratorium, which we believe we need so we can study the disastrous results on the environment and what needs to be done in the future and what are some other safety measures that need to be put in place. By the way, all these people who have had their livelihoods chopped off, who had nothing to do with the Deepwater Horizon rig or any connection to that, but were on other rigs that are safe and are maintained, as far as we know, the bill is going to be picked up by BP. Seriously, that is not going to happen. So we move from the oil spill to the tampering of tests. I looked at the New York Times this morning, and why am I not shocked by this? Why doesn't this just blow my slippers off my feet when I'm struggling to drink my coffee and I'm half awake? The staff at a place called Normandy Crossing Elementary are waiting the results of their state achievement test. It's a big deal, the achievement test, because a lot of things happen for the school, and they print how many kids are in whatever level and where they've gone on. The schools are measured by the tests. So you've got fifth grade math and science teachers also that could get a tangible reward because they get almost $3,000 in a bonus if the kids do well. So now, not surprising to me, there is a test scandal at the Galena Park Independent School District. You probably say, who cares? Who is it? I don't know who it is. Well, at that district, the assistant principal, and three teachers resigned a couple of weeks ago because there was a scandal over test tampering. The district said that they looked at a detailed study guide after stealing a look at the state science test by what they called tubing it, squeezing a test book, you know, a booklet without breaking its paper seal to form an open tube so that the questions inside could be seen and used in the guide. Oh, so now you have invalidated test scores, and I'm sure some of those students it would have been fine. And talk about academic cheating. Now you've got educators that are tampering with standardized tests. And all over the place they're talking about this could be a problem. Georgia, Indiana, Massachusetts, Nevada, Virginia, not just Houston. And it's become a pretty big phenomenon because the stakes are so high, not just the teacher's performance and getting $3,000, but what happens to that school and what they can brag about and what happens with those kids, too. In fact, Colorado, I didn't realize this, but they passed a law last month making teachers' tenure dependent on test results. And about a dozen other states have plans to evaluate teachers on scores. I think that's just brutal. How many people, I bet, guys, listen to me right now, driving around in your truck working, and you got the show in your ears right now, or any of you ladies out there, same thing. I mean, this is a smart crew that calls America tonight. But how many of you or how many of your children were smart kids but just didn't test well, just didn't do well on tests? I know a lot. I know a guy who's a Mensa guy who just, and he became better, and he had to be tutored in it. But he had a fear of tests. He wasn't good at taking tests. So I think this is terrible. And it brings back the whole idea of now you've focused on these tests. So now you have these kids in these classrooms, and all it's about is the tests. So do they absorb anything, learn anything, like school, or are they just memorizing cretins? Got to memorize everything. Memorize. Because if they can just get to the test and do well, we don't care. That's it. So Houston decided to use the information to identify experienced teachers for dismissal, and New York City is going to use it to make tenure decisions on brand new teachers or novice teachers, however you want to leave them, you know, call them. And now you've got the No Child Left Behind law that comes into play because this is another source of pressure. This high bar that was set intentionally pretty low in the beginning, and what initially the deal was is public schools had to bring all students up to up a grade level in reading and math by 2014. So it was easy to do in the beginning, but now it goes higher every year, and the penalties for schools that fail to get over it also are on the rise. So teachers and other administrators, principals and whatnot can lose their jobs, and the school can be taken over. So now, you know, we're talking about measuring oil. That's how we started off. I'd like to measure all this information on educator cheating. There are no hardcore statistics on it. There's just guesses as to maybe 1 to 3% of teachers, you know, thousands annually cross the line. So they figure out ways to boost test scores. They use old tests to prep students, and they cheat. Oh, that's terrible. Who's learning what? And the pressure for these teachers, how ridiculous is that? And there's so many scandals happening and so many investigations and things being leaked to kids so that they can do better on these reading and math tests. And, I mean, Georgia's terrible. It's already led to the referral of 11 teachers and administrators to some other agency to get their licenses revoked. So it's gotten to the point where that's all it's about. All it's about is the test. If you can just do well on the test, that's it. Then we can get to the finish line. Then we can get whatever we need for the school. Awful. What do you think should happen? You think we should roll this back? I think they should roll it back. There's got to be some in between. I'm not an educator. I had a grandmother that was a teacher, and that was back in the day when they weren't worrying as much. They had tests, but they didn't have the pressure on the standardized tests that they have now. I think something has to give there, and they can't continue to go down that road. There's got to be a way to measure, but I don't know if the testing system is right. What do you say? 800-259-5791.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With the wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea.
The testimonials are incredible!
And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Here we are back on America Tonight. Kate Delaney is always swinging for the fences. Or I should say, I need to get my stick out and do a little cricket work. And there's a reason why I'm saying that. And I'll tell you about it in just a few here. Remember the movie Slumdog Millionaire? How could you forget? I love that movie. Jai Ho, the song at the end of the movie, really the whole soundtrack, but that song at the end of the movie really stuck with a lot of people. And Slumdog Millionaire was a runaway hit across the world, and here in the United States, hit a lot of high notes, for sure. The guy responsible for that music is actually a man who scores many, many movies. His name is A.R. Rahman, and he's got a concert coming to the United States that's going to combine a whole bunch of interesting things, and that Jai Ho kind of music mixed with a bunch of other ethnic cultures and whatnot is part of the reason of pulling this all together and bringing it to the U.S. because it was, again, such a runaway hit with Slumdog Millionaire. It really, really affected a lot of people. And one of the guys who's instrumental in making sure it happens in Dallas, that's one of the many stops, because actually, I should rewind, the concert series opens in New York tomorrow. So there'll be tons of people in New York who will be able to talk about the show. And Victor Abraham joins us now. He's from Sky Pass Travel, and he also, again, is trying to help this concert really thrive and survive, particularly in one of the stops in Dallas. And he can give us a sneak peek of what he saw when he went to the preview in D.C. Victor, thanks so much for hopping on America Tonight with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kate. It's really good to be. It's a privilege to be on this show, and thank you for bringing me on. Yes, I am really excited about this show, because this show, my God, I don't have words to express what I saw. I wish I could really translate what I saw into words, and I probably won't find the right words, but I would say it is mind-blowing. It is not only sensational, and I think this time A.R. Rahman, after his fame with Slumdog Millionaire and what he has brought both the East and the West, bringing Bollywood from India and, of course, bringing Hollywood. And I don't know if you know the details about this, but just to give you an idea, and tell me when to stop, okay? Because I
no,
can really...
go ahead. Yeah, tell us about it.
Okay. Well, he has brought on board, I don't know if you've heard of Amy Tinkin, mm-hmm. who's the creative director for this show and is well known for bringing live musical concerts, you know, for a variety of pop music icons, including Britney Spears, the Backstreet Boys, and Mariah Carey. So this Jai Ho concert, the Journey Home World Tour, I mean, it's a theatrical experience that blends new technologies with powerful dance arrangements and acrobatics that, I mean, the stage itself, from what I saw, to be honest with you, I have not even seen a mainstream show to this particular effect. And I think A.R. Rahman this time has really taken this show to the next level by bringing all the best dancers around the globe, the best musicians around the globe, and, of course, his music speaks for itself, you know. So it is going to be really sensational. It's going to be outstanding. And let me put it that way. You know
what? It's interesting you say that because I know the show and you saw that sneak preview and like you said, Victor, it's hard to put into words. But the show's got Cirque du Soleil acrobats in it and a Mongolian contortionist also involved in this. Just extreme, incredible displays and merging, how it was described to me, is a merging of cultures. And when people in the United States go out to see it, do you think it'll have that effect? Will it just have the same effect that it had on you, that they're just, they just can't believe it?
I think so, because you won't believe it. I mean, I not only had a sneak preview, because, of course, the press were called in for just one number. But since I'm the promoter of the show, I got to see the run-on, the practice, the efforts that they're putting into it. And, you know, I mean, right from 7 in the morning to literally 2 in the morning, there is nonstop practice going on. And, I mean, we're talking about a whole group of around about 200 people with all the lighting specialist. The crew is on board, everything put together. It's amazing. And I got to show, I got to see at least probably an hour of, you know, because I wanted to see the actual show with costumes, you see. I mean, of course, they were practicing, with their regular clothes. And, of course, that one particular song that they showed us, that itself was in the costume. I mean, it's going to be a colorful event. Kate, you'll see that for yourself if you get a chance, because tomorrow, of course, they're performing in at the Nassau Coliseum, and then day after tomorrow they're performing in New Jersey at the Broadwalk, and then Sunday it's going to be in Washington at the Patriot Center.
Let me ask you this question, Victor. Obviously, Rahman, as I said, has done so many scores for so much music in his native India, as many people know, I said, over 100 films. But Americans and Europeans and others were really even exposed to him through Slumdog. So do you think, because other people have tried this, based on what you've seen, you think he has a chance to really reach out kind of across the layers and break through? Because if you look at other people who have tried to do it, you know, there was a Japanese singing group that tried to do it, and they had a hard time when they put a concert on. And then there was Rain, who was the Korean pop idol. Someone was talking to me about that the other day, who wanted to go to America and do this big U.S. tour. But Rahman already also has a following here in the United States. But I think, and I could be wrong, and you're the promoter, but tell me if this was the intent. You'll get a lot of different people that go to see it. It won't be just people of Indian descent.
Oh, no, no. It is going to be definitely a crossover crowd as well as, see, because he, you know, people have seen, you know, I don't know if you've seen the movie or, I mean, his, I mean, of course, that was his maiden stage production, The Bombay Dream.
Yes. If,
and then, from Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Lord of the Rings, basically in 2004. You know, he composed all that there's another movie that he did a musical for, The Couples Retreat. I don't know if you've heard of that. So He's really coming into the limelight as far as mainstream is concerned, you know. So there is talk going on. People know him. And of course, I mean, Say Anything, the Jai Ho song itself, I mean, it is there. People are so familiar with it when they hear that song and they connect right away. And that is what we are doing. Now, for example, yeah, you're right. Some people, like in Dallas, you know, some people might not know him right away, but they connect him with Slumdog and they connect him. I mean, you know, and we're doing some real good mainstream marketing. I mean, you know, A.R. Rahman is all over town here in Dallas, actually, the next 2-3 weeks, because the show here is on the 4th of July, you know. So we want to make sure that people know that A.R. Rahman is going to be in town and that this is going to be a musical extravaganza that they don't want to miss, you know. So, yeah.
And he has a good chance to become somebody in music. Before we talked to you, I talked to somebody on the phone from the music industry, and I asked him about Rahman and what he thought, and he said, this guy has a chance to really even be a bigger international star. And it's the whole melding that you talked about at the beginning of Bollywood with Hollywood, which just keeps that bond keeps getting stronger, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. It, you know, I mean, simply put, it brings the East and the West together, you know, and that, and personally, A.R. Rahman, he's a down-to-earth person. I met him personally, and, you know, at the same time, I mean, there are so much talent he has in him. My God, I cannot just explain, but you're right. This is a forum, and this is where, you know, you will see a mixture of cultures here. You will see, I mean, this show cannot be missed. You really, whenever you get a chance, I want you to take a look at this and go for this. And
yeah.
And I mean, you know.